So imagine AI working alongside orthodontists, even spotting things that a human eye might miss.
A fascinating idea.
It is. And luckily for us, Dr. Baxman, a leading voice in the field, unpacks the ethical side of this breakthrough.
Absolutely crucial considerations there, especially in healthcare.
So we've got some excerpts from an article where Dr. Baxman really lays it all out. So we're going to break it down together.
Great. It's all about using AI responsibly, right? Especially when it comes to something as important as our health.
You got it. And Dr. Baxman starts by reminding us about those core ethical principles in healthcare. Beneficence, doing good non-maleficence, and avoiding harm.
Right. Those are keys. Autonomy, respecting patient choices, and justice, making sure treatment is fair.
And these principles are fundamental to all of healthcare, of course. But why does Dr. Baxman think they become even more critical in orthodontics?
Well, think about it. Orthodontics is so personal. It's not just about fixing teeth. It's about improving confidence, well-being, and building a strong relationship with your orthodontist.
And that makes sense. Feeling valued and respected is a huge part of that relationship.
Exactly. And it's interesting that Dr. Baxman points out that formal ethics training in healthcare is becoming more and more important.
That really highlights how seriously the field is taking these ethical implications, especially with AI becoming more integrated into patient care.
Definitely. And speaking of new technology, we can't forget the huge shift towards telehealth during the pandemic.
Right, virtual consultations everywhere.
And Dr. Baxman makes a great point that maintaining trust and upholding those same ethical standards is crucial even in those virtual settings.
So, whether you're seeing your orthodontist in person or through a screen, you're receiving care that prioritizes those core ethical principles.
Precisely.
Okay, so let's talk AI in orthodontics specifically. What kind of potential does it have?
Huge potential. It could revolutionize the field. Better diagnostics, for example. Maybe even catching things a human eye might miss.
Leading to more effective treatment.
Exactly. Dr. Baxman acknowledges that exciting potential, but they also offer a word of caution. Like, wait a minute, let's make absolutely sure patient safety is never compromised in pursuit of all this amazing technology.
It's a balance, for sure.
It is. And it's not just about safety during the treatment itself. It's also about data security.
Good point. Orthodontics involves a lot of sensitive information, radiographs, photographs.
Absolutely. And Dr. Baxman really stresses the responsibility orthodontists have to protect that data.
Which is where the World Health Organization also comes in with a pretty strong message. AI in healthcare, especially powerful large language models like ChatGPT, needs rigorous oversight.
Right. It's not about saying no to AI. It's about proceeding carefully, considering the potential risks. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of the specific concerns that WHO is raising?
Well, one big one is bias in the data used to train AI. Imagine if that AI is mainly trained on data from one group of people. It might not be as accurate or effective for people from different backgrounds.
Oh, I see. So it could actually perpetuate existing inequalities if we're not careful.
Exactly. And then there's the issue of AI being trained on data that people didn't even consent to being used. Plus, there's always that worry about these language models being misused, spreading misinformation, or giving inaccurate medical advice.
All valid concerns, yeah, and they really highlight how important that ethical framework Dr. Baxman lays out is.
It's like a roadmap for using AI in orthodontics. Dr. Baxman outlines 8 key principles to guide us. Thanks.
Okay, so what are those principles? Let's hear what Dr. Baxman has to say.
Well, the first and arguably most important principle is that any use of AI in orthodontics should aim to enhance patient well-being.
Okay, that seems straightforward enough, but what does that look like in practice?
Great question. Dr. Baxman actually gives some great examples. Think of AI being able to spot those tiny anomalies on a radiograph that a human eye could miss.
That would be helpful.
It would lead to a more accurate diagnosis and ultimately a better treatment plan, improving the outcome for the patient.
So it's like AI giving the orthodontist a superpower.
Exactly. But here's the key point Dr. Baxman makes. While AI can enhance detail and offer valuable insights, human oversight remains essential. It's about AI assisting the orthodontist, not replacing them.
It's a partnership. Not a replacement.
Well, building on that idea of well-being, Dr. Baxman digs into the issue of bias, a big concern with AI. They take a very strong stance, saying AI systems in orthodontics absolutely must be free of bias, based on socioeconomics, race, religion, or any other factor.
That makes sense. You wouldn't want AI making decisions about your health if it's been trained on data that doesn't reflect the diversity of the population.
Exactly. And Dr. Baxman really emphasizes the importance of using diverse data sets to train these AI systems. It's essential to ensure fairness and accuracy in those diagnoses and treatment recommendations.
I can definitely see that being a challenge, but What's really interesting is that Dr. Baxman suggests that AI could actually help identify and mitigate bias in data that's been generated by humans.
Now that is fascinating. It's like using AI to check our own biases.
Mind-blowing.
Picking up where we left off, Dr. Baxman's next principle is all about safety and reliability, especially with those AI-powered diagnostic devices you mentioned.
Those intraoral scanners they use to create digital models of your teeth.
Exactly. Those need to be safe for the patient, and the data they collect has to be reliable.
Accurate data is crucial, especially for healthcare decisions.
Absolutely. And that leads right into another principle, data security and privacy. With all this talk about data, it's more important than ever to make sure your information is protected.
Especially with data breaches happening all the time. It makes you think about all the information they collect during orthodontic treatment. X-rays, photographs, digital scans.
Yeah, that's a lot of sensitive data. And Dr. Baxman really stresses the importance of strong data management and governance.
So it's about handling that information responsibly and ethically.
Right. It's not just about the AI itself. It's about the systems and practices around it.
Makes sense. Now, what about transparency? How does Dr. Baxman address that?
Well, sometimes AI can feel like a black box, right? You get a diagnosis or a treatment recommendation, but you don't really know how the AI got there.
Yeah, they can be a little unnerving. You want to understand the reasoning behind those recommendations.
Exactly. And Dr. Baxman really advocates for understanding how these AI systems reach their decisions.
So it's about building trust, not just between the orthodontist and the AI, but also between the patient and the orthodontist.
Exactly. It's about using AI as a tool to inform decisions, but not blindly trusting it.
Right. The human element, that critical thinking and expertise of the orthodontist, is still essential.
Absolutely. Transparency is key to making sure AI is used ethically and responsibly.
Okay, so we've got ensuring well-being and avoiding bias, safety and reliability, data security, privacy, and transparency. What other principles does Dr. Baxman focus on?
Well, the next one is governability.
Governability. What does that mean in terms of AI?
It means that AI systems shouldn't be completely autonomous. There should always be a way for a human, the orthodontist in this case, to step in and adjust the treatment plan if needed.
So it's about recognizing that AI is a powerful tool, but it doesn't have all the answers. Sometimes human judgment is still necessary.
Exactly. And that brings us to another closely related principle, accountability.
Okay, how does that play into things?
Well, when AI is involved in making decisions about your health, there needs to be a clear line of accountability. Who's responsible if something goes wrong?
That's a good point.
Dr. Baxman argues that ultimately, the orthodontist has to be accountable for any decisions made based on the AI's input.
So even though the AI is providing recommendations, the orthodontist is still the one making the final call and taking responsibility.
Exactly. It highlights the importance of that human-AI partnership. We're not replacing human expertise, we're using AI to enhance it.
That's reassuring to know. And finally, Dr. Baxman brings it back to the patient with their last principle. Autonomy.
Right. We talked about autonomy as a core ethical principle earlier.
How does it apply to AI and orthodontics?
So Dr. Baxman emphasizes that even with AI suggesting diagnoses and treatment plans, the patient always has the right to choose their treatment path. It's about empowering patients to make informed decisions in collaboration with their orthodontist, with AI serving as a guide, not a dictator.
So it's about having all the information, including what the AI says, and then making the best choice for yourself with the help of your orthodontist.
Exactly. It's a true partnership where the patient's preferences and values are respected every step of the way.
So much to think about here. We've covered so much about how AI could change orthodontics, but it's clear that we need to approach it carefully, ethically. What do you think is the most important takeaway from Dr. Baxman's perspective?
And you know what really stands out to me? It's that focus on partnership AI is a powerful tool, but it's not replacing human expertise or that personal connection you have with your orthodontist. It's about finding that balance where AI and human intelligence work together for the best outcome.
I like how you put that. It's not AI versus humans. It's AI working with humans to provide the best possible care.
Exactly. And that means ongoing conversations, a willingness to learn and adapt, and always remembering those ethical principles.
So as AI keeps evolving, what should patients keep in mind?
Dr. Baxman talks about staying informed and engaged. Don't be afraid to ask your orthodontist questions about how AI is being used in your treatment. And speak up if you have concerns. It's your health. You have the right to understand how these technologies are being applied.
It's all about communication. Collaboration between you, your orthodontist, and the technology is key as we navigate this new world.
Absolutely. And remember, the goal is to use AI to benefit the patient, to enhance care, improve outcomes, and create a future where technology and ethics go hand in hand.
That's a great way to wrap things up. A huge thanks to you for breaking down this complex topic. And to all our listeners out there, keep exploring the world of AI in healthcare. It's a conversation that's only going to get more important as technology advances.